Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone on LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Grammy Award nominated, extraordinarily gifted, the one and only Mr. Boney James. Thank you for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase his new album, Solid. It'll be available on June the 12th, but you can always put your order in much sooner to get that, so make sure you make that happen. And also, be sure to stop by his website. That's at BoneyJames.com. And speaking of extraordinarily gifted, this very talented artist, singer, songwriter, she goes by the name of Anna Barnes. Lord have mercy. New hit single, People. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Anna Barnes. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty peachy. You know, I can't complain. It's gorgeous outside. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, making the best out of me. What they say, you know, if you got lemons, make lemonade, you know, with the virus and everything. So we're working with what we have right now. But first and foremost, congratulations on the new single. That's more important than anything else. And also, I must got to tease you a little bit. You provided us with a little slice of cheesecake. When can we expect an EP or an album from you?
Well, you see, I've had difficulty finding the kind of producer that I want to work with. You know, I really want to make timeless music. I want to make the kind of music that my friends can listen to, my parents can listen to, that everyone can sit around and enjoy. So I've been working on some songs now that I've moved here to Atlanta about 2 months ago, and I'm thinking about in the fall that you can expect an EP from me.
Okay. Now, I want to just, you know, kind of touch back a little bit when you said producer, because a lot of people on the outside looking in don't really truly understand or get a grasp on how imperative that an artist has the right kind of producer, where they vibe with one another, and also that producer is able to bring something out of that artist that that artist may not realize that they have. So what kind of producer do you feel would you would be better off working with? Did you have someone in mind?
Well, it's funny. You know, I've gone to a lot of different producers, and it tends to be that people like my voice sounding on more sort of pop music. But personally, the thing I'm most passionate about, I really, truly love R&B music. That's really just like my whole heart and my whole soul. So it's really just I've been wanting to find someone that, you know, works with real instruments and really just brings the soul back into music.
What were some of the artists that, I mean, it may sound a little bit cliche, but I want to take it a little step further, because I believe every artist has a particular person or someone that influenced them as far as leading them in this particular direction, as far as the kind of music, as you said, making timeless music. But for you, I want to be a little bit more integral. What particular song that you heard or just kind of resonated with you and say, you know what, this is something that I want to do. I want to make timeless music. I want to make music that's going to resonate to the listeners. I don't like to use the term fan because it comes across as being very generic. So what kind of music just really just set you on that path to where you are now as an artist?
Really, you know, I think that one of my biggest influences would probably be Bill Withers. I absolutely love his music. And when I think about timeless music, that's who I really think about.
That's a very that's a great person to choose. Well, how would you describe your music?
I would personally describe it as a mix of, you know, indie R&B music, mixing all different genres. I don't know if there's really a good label for it yet, especially since I'm, you know, still developing as an artist. And these new songs that I have for my EP really, I think, showcase the sound that I'm going for.
You know, one thing that I greatly appreciate that every artist that I've had an opportunity to have on the show, when I bring up transparency, being able to convey their own personal journey and incorporate it in their music, it resonates with the listening audience. For you, have you gotten to that point where you feel comfortable by sharing a little, at least a little bit of yourself, to give the listeners out there a little bit more insight on who Anna Barnes is?
I think, well, my music is really the way that I express myself and how I come to terms with being honest with even myself. So I think that an important part of music is being transparent, because, you know, it's important to get people to relate. It's important to bring that aspect to music, because that's what I think so great about music is listening to a song, you know, and closing your eyes and remembering something that brings back a happy memory or feeling to you.
Well, what are some of the things that inspire you as far as music? Do you start with, say, like you just said, you just recently moved to Atlanta, and the cultural aspect of Atlanta, you can get a different vibe. I mean, does it help your writing? Does it inspire you to write different as far as your writing melodies? What comes first for you in that process?
Really, it's experiences, which is so funny. It's been kind of a struggle to create because of this coronavirus, because I really think that I feed so much off of experiences, and Atlanta's been such a great place. You know, the energy here, the people are so hardworking and driven, and there's just such a livelihood about Atlanta. And I think that, you know, first, most of the time when I write is I think about a thought or a feeling or a time and how I could possibly help someone to relate to that or paint that to their picture.
Now, what was it like growing up as far as in that sector, what, South Carolina, as far as music was concerned? Because I know some people have a tendency, you know, we don't want that R&B, we don't want you to do this, we don't, because that's the Bible Belt, and secular music is somewhat a little bit taboo. So what was it like growing up in your household? Were your parents very encouraging as far as the path that you chose as far as music was concerned?
Well, I'm kind of a baby of a crazy family. My dad has two kids, and then my mom has three, and they got together, and she's a total hippie. She's a blonde-haired, hippie, R&B-loving woman that, you know, I think is so different. I grew up in Hilton Head, which is like a retirement community, and I never really fit in. I was really, I would say, an outcast all of my bringing up there, because there's really not a lot of, you know, music there. There's just not that culture. And so what I did was I would sneak into open mic nights in Hilton Head in Savannah, Georgia, and I would get up there with my guitar and I would play all of these R&B songs. And that's really how I found my love for music, was performing in those venues.
So you say your mother was a hippie. There's nothing wrong with that. Lord have mercy. You can definitely get a completely different perspective from someone that has, I call it, a sense of freedom and cherishing the moment. How important for you, how I'll put it in this aspect, does it feel better or a lot more comfortable for you as an artist when things come to you in a more organic manner instead of contriving everything that you would like to do?
100%. You know, I think you can force it all you want. You can sit and try to write the best song ever. But I think that the really good songs are when you're feeling a lot. And I struggle with that even. It's like I won't be able to control it. I won't have any inspiration. And then I'll be, you know, doing something that has nothing to do with music. And, you know, an idea will pop to me.
So when it hit you at that moment, like you said, it could happen at at any particular moment in time. Do you keep a recorder nearby, or do you just jot it down as far as notes? I know some people, a lot of artists that I know, they have complete recall as far as the lyrics, melody, which I find incredible. So when you have that thought and you have that brainstorm and it hits you just right in there, how do you go about remembering it?
I have the worst memory on the face of the planet, so I don't know what I would do if I didn't have an iPhone.
Okay. So when you do that, what comes first? You got the melody, you have the lyrics, but what are some of the key elements that you feel you need to work on? Is it melody first, or just strictly going with lyrics?
Honestly, it really depends. It really depends where I get inspiration from. Sometimes, you know, it's not even words. It's a little melody gets stuck in my head, or I see, you know, a color that inspires me, and that makes me want to think about, you know, how the melody or how the music behind it would help.
You know, what I've noticed is a lot of times an artist can go into studio, and the process of recording, they have a tendency to put so much emphasis on the sonic aspect of the song, and it kind of takes away from the organic, the raw quality of the music. And listening to people, it's very raw. It seems it's just very natural, and I want to ask you, in the process of working on that song, what were you going through? I mean, at that particular time when you walked in the studio and you started working on the single, what was your thought process?
Well, I was kind of going through a change period in my life. I had a lot going on, and I was just super stressed out. And I went into the studio, and it was almost like a therapy session. There's just so much going on in the world, and I just think that, you know, music is just such a great outlet.
Very therapeutic.
Yes, 100%.
Very therapeutic. It can be challenging when you have some people who are introverted and a lot of people that are extroverted. And I feel like a lot of people that are introverted have different ways of conveying what they're going through. So how would you describe yourself? Would you consider yourself an introvert or extrovert?
A little mix of both.
Okay.
I love other people, but I really love my alone time. I love being able to process things. I think that's so important, whether you're extroverted or introverted, is, you know, being empathetic with yourself and others.
Now, it seems to me, just by speaking with you for this brief moment in time, that you definitely have an idea as far as how far reaching, how far you would like your career to expand. Have you had an opportunity to just kind of sit down and say, okay, these are some of the goals that I've set for myself for 2020?
I have those goals. They've been a little, you know, I don't know if I'm going to reach them now because of this virus, you know, that kind of makes things a little tricky. But I, you know, some goals that I want, definitely an EP. I'd love to put a, you know, a thoughtful project together that means something as a whole to me. And I really, once everything gets back, like I said, performing live is my favorite part, you know, seeing the reactions and seeing people's faces and giving someone a moment to cherish. I love that.
How do you describe that kind of feeling? Because it's a major difference between being in the studio and creating, but actually being able to take it to another level in a live performance. as you said, you're giving something that they can feel, but at the same time, what are you getting out of it as an artist when you have that kind of, I guess, that fellowship where you're definitely vibing off of one another? What is the feeling that you get from it?
You know, I think my best story for this is my mom, whenever we would go anywhere when I was a child, she would go up to the bands and ask if I could sing with them. And I'll never forget, we were on vacation one time, and I got up to sing At Last by Etta James, and there was this older couple that was dancing, and it turned out that they were on an anniversary trip, and they had been together for like 30 years. And the woman came up to me, and she was just practically in tears. And the band was just so happy, and everyone, it was just such a good energy. And it's something that I'll never be able to forget, just how easy it is to share love and spread love and all of that just through music.
Well, it definitely resonates with the new single, of course. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Anna Barnes. So it's time to get into the new hit single, of course, People Here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
Everything is different now, cause I could have been a now. I'm going through 25 and just losing rhythm, lost in what could rhyme. Cause all the right words can be so damn hard to find. We're just people. What is equal? What is equal? It could be simple if we were just people. If we were just people.
You can always head over to Amazon.com and make sure you let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, support this very talented artist. You can catch up with her at her official website at AnnaBarnesMusic.com. Also on Instagram, that's at Instagram.com/AnnaBarnesMusic. My queen, it has been an honor to have you on the show, and hopefully very soon, when this virus is something that's in the past, you have an open invitation to come down here to Houston. We would love to have you here perform in the studio. Think of us as your home away from home.
Oh, that's so sweet. I would absolutely love that. I just might have to come to Texas for the first time.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to hold you to that, my love, okay? Much success. And when that next single is ready or when the EP is ready, like Grandma's Cookies, it may be a little soft, a little warm, but it's okay. Send it to the teddy bear, and we will definitely debut it here first, okay?
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. The very talented Anna Barnes here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, got to take a little quick doing, too. Got to pay some bills. Nothing in life comes for free. As Brother Brown once said, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy, like my Mrs. Blanket, let's get lost in the time machine. The great Angela Bofield. I tried. You're in the zone of the LOTO.
lost in the jazz. So why would I need words to explain my love for you?
Yeah, my soul say more than
4:36 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. And again, want to send out a very special thank you to Anna Barnes. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get that new hit single, People, available as we speak via iTunes. We are streaming live via iHeartRadio, Spotify, and of course an Apple for the Teacher. Always a good thing. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone and on either iHeartRadio, Spotify, or iTunes, type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you covered. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by our Instagram page, and it'll lead you right to our official website. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio, and of course Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Oh Lord, I'm gonna see the phones. Trying to make everything right. My goodness, you sit up and you're trying to adapt to the situation. I'm so used to being at the studio, and now my staff has put together this makeshift studio from my home to sit up and broadcast. So it's kind of different, but it's all right. We're going to get through this collectively as one. We're going to beat this virus. We're going to get back. We're going to make things right one way or another. We're going to get through this together. And speaking of getting through this together, once you join the Teddy Bear, I'll be back on live. Yeah, live back on air this coming Friday, April the 17th, as we welcome very special guest, super talented Anna Baby. Lord have mercy. And she got some new music we're going to get into that. So just, hey, that'll be at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we're going to make sure that everybody's well aware of what's taking place. We're going to get back in the flow again. Just taking some time. It's still early. But in the meantime, while I got you here, let's go back in time a little bit. My man, Chris Robb, waiting for you here in The Zone of LOTL Radio.
let you know. Every day and I'm by my side, I just wanna throw my hands and say yeah. Wanna say, tell me, do you feel the way I do? Are you missing me like I'm missing you, baby?
Acting like
mercy. Love's still good to you. It can be Chico DeBarge here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out some condolences. Actually, Chico's son was actually murdered. Actually, a little bit over, was it a week ago? So, family, take care of one another. Love one another. Protect your children no matter how old they get. Do the best that you can. You know, we have to learn to be better. We can be better. We will be better. Lord have mercy. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out. All the negativity. I was glad to spend an hour with you and to bring some new music, some substance back to their waves. Again, I want to send out a very special thank you once again to Anna Barnes. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us today. And thank all the many LOTL The Zone listeners. We're going to leave it and close it, of course, from the super talented Boney James, from his new album, Solid, with Be Here, featuring the equally talented Mr. Kenny Lattimore, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
My best.